on?
That is part of our daily life. Suya Gneva's Das is two places in Shas. One of the Gemara, at least two places in Shas. Gemara Chul and Gemara Bo Metzia. Gemara gets into it on the side. Shalei Chodim Yerech Ha'akum Shiget Anosh Betoch V'mnei Shemokum Nika. When the Gemara is talking about what the issues are in giving a goy a piece of meat that's not cut up with the Gigin Anosha, the Gemara has different stodim. The Gemara says, V'yiboyev seima mishum de kogonev lei ledaite. You've been gonev das of the goy. The Amar Shmuel also lignov das habriol safilo daito shall ove kachov. It's also to be gonev das of anybody, even of a goy. And here there are basically three mahalchim in Rishonim to understand what the Yisur of Gneivas Das is. On the one hand, they have, basically it's the Rambam, Rabbeinu Yonah, and Mustama Tesvis talk in terms of Sheker. You have the Yireim, talks in terms of Gneivas Momon. And you have the Ritva in the name of Tesvis, and talking in terms of a separate Yisur of Lo Signovum. But with many, many, many nafkiminis la halacha between the two. The Rambam, when he quotes the Yisur Gneivas Das, does it in Hilchos Deos, Perek Beis. The Rambam first in Perek Aleph Hilchos Deos talks about the deos, which is according to the Rambam, all deos come under the halachta bidrochov. And then in Perek Beis Halacha Vav, he says, "Otsu lo adam lahanhig atzmo bedivrei chalokos upitoy." Rambam's lashon is very meduyek. Person is not allowed to be manhig atzmo. The Rambam, there's a famous machlokes between the Rambam and the Ramban. We talk about midos tovos, what the mitzvah is. According to the Rambam, the mitzvah is to be kona the midah. I should become a bal chesed. I should become in onof. According to the Ramban, the mitzvah is not I should be being kona the midah. It's my maisim should be the maisa of the Baal Chesed, my maisim should be the maisa of an honor, the maisa of an Erech Chaim, and all the different midos. There's a certain mamele, if you act that way all the time, you'll become that way, but that's not the mitzvah. The Rambam, according to the Rambam, the mitzvah is I have to become a Baal Chesed, I have to become an honor, I have to become an Erech Chaim. It has to be kona that midah. And the question is, which of the midos I have to be kona? So that's why the Rambam says, the Rambam doesn't say, Oso lo'odom lomar divrei chalokos upitoy. He begins, Oso lo'odom lahanig atzmo, his minig should not be divrei chalokos upitoy. Smooth talk and deceiving talk. Lo tiye echa bepeh ve'echa belev. Ye oso lignov das habriyos afilu das goy. Kate said, and it goes through the various sugyas in the Gemara Chulin, which we'll see inside. And then he says, even though he began by saying also l'odom lahanig atzmo v'direi chalokos u'pitoy, which is that should not be my minig, he says afilu milo achas shel pitoy v'shel gnevas das asura. So the Rambam has the Isser on two levels. One is my minig, and even one word of pitoy, not halokus, pitoy gnevas das is also. אלס פס אמס רוח נוחם ולב טהור מכל עמו והבוס. Means according to the Rambam, ba'alachta b'drachos says we have different midos HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rabbeinu Yonah in Shari Tshuva says the same thing. Gnevas das is because the midos ha'emes is one of the midos HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem Elokim Emes. And ba'alachta b'drachos means my hanhog in life has to be hanhog of emes. That is, now, the Rambam, because it has to do with emes, the Rambam applies it even outside the area of Dinei Mominus. Very famous Rambam in Sefer Mitzvahs. The Rambam in Lo Sase Lamed Beis. He's talking about the Issur of Kishuf. His Hironu Me'asos Mahamaisim Mimishpte HaKochovim, all the different sorts of magic. And then the Rambam, when he's talking, says, what about if it's not tied in with Avodah Zarah or anything? It's tam, what people talk, sleight of hand. He says, Kamo, he says, B'klal HaZarazu, including this issue, Isu Pol HaChatumim, he says, for instance, you throw something up in the air and you take it out of someone's mouth. You put something up this sleeve, you put a stick up this sleeve, and you pull a snake out of that sleeve. and the Rambam says, "Misha osaze," someone who does this, "yikra oches asaynayim," "muhumin mimine kishuv," it's type of kishuv, and because of that is low, okay? In addition, it's also because gonev das habrios. Anything, even has nothing to do with making money on it, anything that portrays a sheker, that I'm convincing people I can throw a coin up in the in the air and then take it out of somebody's mouth, which is an absolute sheker, it's a sleight of hand. The Rambam here in Sefer Mitzvot Lo Sase Lamed Beis says it comes under gonev das habrios. If I convince the people that it's actually true. And here, it's independent of any money, because according to the Rambam, the Isser is an Isser of Sheker, and it's being part of the Midos HaEmes. So, and Rabbeinu Yonah says the same thing. So lying, Nevas Das, according to the Rambam, on one level, certainly the Rambam implies there in Sefer Mitzvot, it's an Isser Deraisa, and in the, because it comes under the halachta bedrachov, that's one approach. The total opposite approach is the approach of the Sefer Yerayim. Sefer Yerayim is, I'll read it. He says like this. He says, Hodiyamru to Lo Signovu, begone with Moman Hakosav Nabin. Lo Signov Nasar Sadibrits is kidnapping. Lo Signovu is Nevas Moman. He says, included in that is Vagonev Das Habriyas, Bemide de Momon, it's only in Momon, Heavy Bechlau Momon. According to the Sefer Yerayim, the Isur of, there are two separate Isurim, this Mizvar Sheket Tirchok and Gnevas Das in the Inyan of Momon. Outside of the area of Momon, there is no Isur of Gnevas Das. If I go and I will tell someone, you know, so-and-so is the best who knows what, some absolute bluff story that has no shaychus, but I'm not getting any money, no one's getting any money, according to Sefer Yerayim, that has nothing to do with Nevas Das. Number one. Nor is separate Yisim Dvar Sheket Tirchok. Sefer Yerayim also in Dvar Sheket Tirchok says, the only time Sheker is Osir is if I want to use it to make some money and for the purpose of money. He asked the question, there's a Gemara in Ksubis that Ketz Marakim Fnei Akala and Kala Nova Chasuda, and Beis Shammai says, Midvar Sheket Tirchok. So he says, because there I'm lying, because I want him to think I think his wife is beautiful, and I want to do a business deal with him, and I want to make money out of it, but it ends up in money. And it's similar to what Rashi in the Sugya here in Chulin says. When the Gemara talks about here, the Gemara says, Shum the Gonev Daito, the Ove Kochovim. He's Gonev Das, the Ove Kochovim. Because Sovish Yisrael is a Ohavomot, he likes him very much. Shetikne Vatarachbo, Litol Gida, that he got this thing and he worked hard to take the Gida, Shinuris Latzmo, he's giving something that he himself would have wanted. Apparently, even then, they thought something in a, if it's kosher, means it's a higher quality. For also Harosh is in the Loker, Mimenu Ukusovo Nito Gido. And Rashi says, because Machzik Lo Tov Chinom, he owes him a favor. According to Rashi, the whole thing is, I'm doing it to you because then I owe you a favor. Give you an example. Talking to someone who, a while back, who has a slaughterhouse for chickens, and I asked him, "Well, what does he do with the tray for chickens?" He said, "There's not much a market for it." So what he does for the local police, local fire department, when they have their annual barbecues and their annual this, he gives them all these free chickens. And of course, by supplying the local police and the local fire department with it, he gets a favor. Now, the question is he mechuyev to tell them, look, this is the stuff that's treif that I have no market for, and it's really, you know, I'm not really doing you much of a favor, it's just my way of getting rid of it? Or is it he can just give it to them? The pashtus of Rashi at this point, we'll see when we get to the Suganama base. It's a little more subtle, is that if I do something and the person is fooled into thinking I'm doing something, he owes me back a favor. For instance, I'm sure if you give the police department all these free chickens, you give the fire department all these free chickens, you know, when time comes, you get back favors from them. So Rashi says, the Isur Gnev is Das Shum de Gonev Daito, he owes him back a favor, and he really doesn't owe him back a favor. So deceiving someone that you're doing something for somebody so that he owes you back something is the only condition, according to Rashi, that is Nisig Nevis Das. That means if I go and I stam fool someone and, you know, I'm the best basketball player in the world, what difference does it make? So that's not Gnevis Das, because I'm not going to be able to collect anything from it. The only time, according to Rashi, is if I'm collecting something.
What if he can sell it for a little bit, but he feels it's not worth the favor?
The question is, when you give it, say, to the police department, do they understand that it's worth a little bit, or do they think you're giving them this massive present?
Even though you can get something.
If they think, because here it is, so this guy thinks you're giving him something you yourself would eat. It's a much higher quality product. And really, it's not something you yourself would eat. So, but it's worth something. But he's going to feel that he owes you so much more because you gave him such a high quality thing. So according to Rashi, Stam Gnevis Das, without you getting something back from it, is not also. The only time Gnevis Das, here L'chol HaPoch, Rashi says, the only time Gnevis Das is also is when you get something back for it. The Sefer Yerayim says something else. The Sefer Yerayim is talking that you're getting money back. That means, let's say, I can sell the safer to two people, and someone comes and wants to convince me to sell it to him because he's really my cousin and he really lives, and I did it, and he has a whole thing, and he fools me into selling it to him. The fact that I am selling it to him, Sefer Yerayim says, the fact that he fooled me into selling it to him, and I sold it to him, that taking money under any false pretense is Gnev itself. I could have sold it to Reuven, I could have sold it to Shimon, but I'm selling it to Reuven because I'm under some false proof pretense that Reuven gave me. That's Gnevus Das, and when Reuven takes that money, that's considered Gnevus money. So according to Sefer Yerayim, it's limited to, it's only limited to Mammon. For instance, the Rambam's case of Gnevus Das, of doing some sort of sleight of hand, throwing a coin up in the air and taking it out of somebody's mouth, and that has nothing to do with it. Because according to Sefer Yerayim, it's a subcategory of Gnevus Mammon. Gnevus Mammon, not when I'm taking it forcefully, but taking it on, creating false pretenses on which I'm taking it, that itself is Gnevus Mammon. And here the Sefer Yerayim, this Sefer Yerayim Gnevus Das, has to be put together with another Sefer Yerayim and Midvar Sheketech. Wait a second, Shmuel. They're two separate Isurim, according to Sefer Yerayim. Lying for the purpose of financial gain, that's number one. That's the Isur of Midvar Sheketech. But it's very clear from the Sefer Yerayim that if I'm lying stam, I like to tell crazy stories. I make up stories. I said, you know what happened to me today? And I weave this phenomenal, totally fake story. According to the Rambam, that's not Emes. The Rambam is approaching it from the point of view of Emes. And Emes is Emes, and Emes applies to every section of life and every type of speech and every type of behavior, according to the Rambam. Sefer Yerayim is looking at it from the angle of Gneva. If you're looking at it from the angle of Gneva, both Midvar Sheket Tirchok and Gneva's Das, there are two aspects of the same thing. One is the aver of lying with the ultimate result of taking money, and the action is taking the money under false pretenses. That's part of Gneva, and it's just a plainness of Gneva. And according to Sefer, yes, Shmuel, a little louder.
You're selling tickets in order to do the sleight of hand. Does that be considered?
And you're selling tickets for what?
What?
Selling
tickets. Selling tickets. I'm a magician. I'm selling tickets to my show.
It depends on if they're coming just to see the show or they come to see that I'm really doing this. If they're coming to see it's a show and they understand it's a show and I'm not fooling anyone, so it's a show. But if I'm actually convincing the people that I have these magical abilities to throw a coin up in the air and take it out of Daniel Cohen's mouth, so then, in a chanami, so I'm taking money under false pretense. Mashenken, according to the Rambam, has nothing to do with selling tickets for it. The essence of just creating impressions of Sheker and dealing in Sheker, that itself is also. And Sefer Yerayim continues. The Gonei Dats, if you will, Shalakam, or Shlomatzinu, Shetira Torah Ba'akum. He says that there's no difference in stealing between stealing from a Jew and stealing from a Goy. Nevesakam is also under all circumstances. They're coming to it from two very, very different angles. The parshas of Rashi is that he's certainly in the direction of the Sefer Yerayim, because Rashi always talks machzik lo tova. I'm getting something back from the sheker. Rashi doesn't say what I'm getting back. If I'm getting back money, because according to the Sefer Yerayim, it's when I'm getting back money. For instance, in the case I gave you about the chickens to the police department, the fact that the police department will be nice to me, according to Sefer Yerayim, that's not Gnevus Das. But according to Rashi, the fact that the police department feels they owe me something, and they'll do me all sorts of favors the police department can do, l'chor, according to Rashi, any time I do sheker in order to get something for it, that's included in Gnevus Das. So the Rashi is not that specific. Then there's the sheet of the Ritva. Ritva quotes the name of the Balei Tosfos, and Ritva says like this, here in the Sugya. First he begins, it's only limited, he questions if it's only Mekach or Memgar, or even if I give a Matana. So the Rosh talks about it. Let's say I give someone a Matana, like this case of the police department. I'm giving the police department a present. They think it's one level present, it's a different level present. The Yisig Nevas Daito Shalen Yehudi. What is the Yisig Nevas Das of a non-Jew? Now, the Yisuv Lo Signovum is a complex Issa. Lo Signovum, one is Gnevas moment, but if you take a look in the Rambam, in the Hilchas Gneva, the Rambam in Hilchos Gneva writes, Osu lignov kol shehu din Torah. Osu lignov derech schok, o lignov amenas lahachzir, o lignov amenas l'shalem, hakol osu shelo yargel atzma b'kach. There's the manias of Gneva, and there's certain types of Gneva that are also even though it's not direct stealing. And it's a siyog deraisa, shelo yargel atzmo bekach. Doing things that, putting my hands in people's property, using various dishonest practices that are not outright gneva, but it's a siyog deraisa, lignov kol shehu, derech schok, amenas lahachzir, amenas lashalem, and the Rambam explains it, Hakol osu shelo yargel atzmo bekach. There are different. There are few areas where the Torah itself has a siyog deraisa. According to the Ramban, lo sikrov legal oserva, the halacha, a kohen is not allowed to go in an oel agoseis, and here shelo yargel atzmo bekach. It's not clear from the sheet that the Ritva brings when he says it's under lo sechachashu. And lo signov lo sachru lo shishakru, that he's going to the extreme way that the Sefer Yireim is. The pashtus of the Ritva and the Hemshech is that he is only limited. He's describing not that I'm taking money under false circumstances. No, I'm not taking money under false circumstances. I'm just acting dishonestly in monetary areas. Acting dishonestly in monetary areas comes under the general lo signovu, doing things that are not direct gneva, but that lead a person and bring a person into gneva. And it's part of this issa, and he says it is in issa deraisa. And that's very, very clear. Now, this is the general background where the issa of gneva's das comes from. Now, in gneva's das, like every halacha, there are a lot of detailed halachas. The Gemara goes through the cases, and the Hodi Shmuel. Okay, the story: Ima the Shmuel have a car off of a marbre. Shmuel was crossing a river. Omle l'shame, he turned to the shames. Paise l'muvre, the person was taking him across the river, give him something, and he gave him something, and and Shmuel got angry. My time, why did he get angry? Amar Abaye, he gave him a chicken, and it was really a trefa chicken. It wasn't kosher chicken. Whoever sneal it, and he gave it to him as if it were a shchuta. We'll see Rashi tells in the Ramban later on. They talk about exactly what the problem is. Rava Amar Antike Amale Lashkriye. He told him to give him wine, and he actually chamra mezigah, and he gave him diluted wine. Okay. So the Gemara implies from there that there is a Shmuel holds an issur of nevas das. Now, is this only in Mekach HaMemkor or even in Matana? So, the ones who say it's only in Mekach HaMemkor say because he was paying a bill. He was paying a bill, and the guy thought he was getting a bill of one level. He was getting a payment on one level. It's a kosher chicken, and it turned out to be a trefir chicken. He was getting good wine, and it turned out to be diluted wine. The others say, no, he just is doing him a favor, and the whole machlokes is shown whether it applies in Mekach HaMemkor or also in Matana here. Then the Gemara continues into much more subtle areas of Gneivas Das. This is in personal relationships. Now here, depends why. So I can't call someone who I know is busy, invite him to come to my house, and I know he won't come, but he'll feel good that way. And as Rashi says, and he'll owe me a favor. And here it is creating false impressions in my personal relationship, which according to the Rambam is always also. According to Rashi, is only going to be also if I'm then going to collect on that favor. And according to the Sefer Yerayim, is going to be also only if I'm going to make money out of that favor. In all cases, how exactly creating that false impression in terms of human relationships that I'm really a close friend of yours when I'm not, I'm really this when I'm not, that is the gedarim of that are going to be dependent on those the various sheets that we saw. According to the Rambam, if I cannot create a false impression that I'm this person's best friend, because it's sheker. I'm not. You can become his best friend, but if you're not, so don't create the impression that you are, because the mitzvah is that's dealing on a sheker and sheker. According to Rashi, if I benefit from it, and according to Sefer Yerayim, if I make money off of it, and if I make money off of the fact that I'm not stealing, but because I've given the impression that I'm his best friend, and he'll give me a contract, he'll do something to me, so then that money that I take as a result of that false impression, according to Sefer Yerayim, is Gneiva Mamish, and has all the halachos of outright Gneiva. And the Imbish will call them mutter, but if I genuinely mean it, so then it's mutter. Well, Ula Ikla Lebeir of Yehuda, Pasuk Lechavio Samachuro Sochem, and Odia Udele, he told him, we were saying, Mishani Ula the Chavio, he would have anyway done it. So there is no false impressions being created. And the Gemara goes through cases after cases of creating false impressions in human relationships. When the Gemara on Ahmed Beis, down at the bottom, this is a very important hemshech of the Gemara. The Gemara says, okay, you have this animal, it's a trefa, and you want to sell it to the goyim, so how do you announce that this animal is going to be sold to goyim? Says, Heichi machrezinin. How are you machrezin? Amar Rav Yitzchok bar Yosef. He says, Anofel bisul ibnei chela. This meat is available for the general population. So, Velema, maybe you should say, Anofel triftul ibnei chela. This, because it's treif, it's available to the general population. Says, Lo zavni. The goyim aren't going to buy it. I deceive them. So the Gemara says, Inu hu de kamati nafshayhu. They are deceiving themselves. That means Kihod Marzutra Bered Rav Nachman. Marzutra, the son of Rav Nachman, have a ka'ozul, Mesichra, the Bemachuzib is going. Varova, Varav Safra, Havu, ka'ozul, the Sichra, Pogoador, they met. Who saw the ape? Who the cause? He thought he was going out to meet him. Amalahu lomulu rabban. Why do you have to be matriach? And the also kulahai. Amalahu safra. Anan lo avi yadina the cause. We didn't know that you were coming. Have a yadinin. If we knew, we would have been matrich more. Amalei Rav, my time, Amalei Achim, says, is because if he was going out anyway, that means he was going in the street and he met the person. And the person says, oh, you came out to meet me. So he didn't tell him anything. The person deluded himself to that fact. And so Rashi here is a very important Rashi. Novel Bisud Nechela, Bol Yodenu Boso, Lovde Kochovim. Well, Zvini, the Gnai Hulahem, it's a Gnai Meachashain on the roads, Inu Kamate Anarshi, Lo Mishale Itrefe Iksheva. They didn't ask whether it's kosher or treif. Vaidik Tonila. So according to Rashi, even though as far as the guy is concerned, there's no difference if it's kosher or treif, if he asks, Gnevus Das means I can't tell him it's kosher, even though it's treif. That's first. But Rashi here is a very big chiddush. Rashi says, if I don't tell him and he deceives himself, so then there's no Gnevus Das. According to Rashi, Rashi puts a major limitation on Gnevus Das. Gnevus Das is when I directly tell him and I deceive him. Anything short of that, anything by implication, anything is the person's fooling himself, he should have asked. What? Let's read Rashi. Haidik Tani Le'el. And when Rashi says, the Gemara says, Neshem Ateu, Bum Ochalo Becheska Shchuta. I tell him it's a shchut. Says, I'm opening it for you. Rashi says, I have to, Gnevus Das is only when I specifically tell him. If I don't specifically tell him, Rashi says, it's not Gnevus Das. I act, I put on this entire show. You put on an entire show. And the person then says, oh, he's doing it, he loves me, he's mechabed me. Okay. Ask the question and find out. Rashi is very, very clear. Gnevus Das is only when you absolutely tell the person. Tosis doesn't like that. Perish Bekuntris, Rodik Tani Leel, Vene Shematehu, that he's fooling him. B'mochlo b'cheske shchuta, he says, Ein nira. It doesn't, it's not the pshat in the Gemara says. Do ela im kein hodiyu ktani. The pashat Gemara says, no. The mashma, afilu bestamos, v'lo shoring. He says, not mutu, ela b'chiyai gavna. That what? That I didn't do anything with it. According to Tosfos, what happened in this case? I announced this food, this meat is available for the general population. I said absolutely nothing with any intent of fooling anybody. There's no basis of anybody fooling anybody. This meat is available for the general population. I go out to meet someone, and when I went out to walk down the street, I had every intention of just walking down the street. Someone thought I went to meet him. That's his problem. I didn't do anything with any intent, b'chlal, of deceiving anyone. The oh to my parach me Rabbi Yehuda pasach leulah to havade shalohayim Matayu Rabbi Yehuda lomalo bishvilchani he wasn't going to fool him, say I opened it for you. Hachnira the hosim b'stam. Stam is also mishum de ein leorach oreach lasuke daiti de mechurus lechenfini. I had no basis. The person who's being deceived had no reason to assume that anything was happening other than it was being done for him. If the recipient has no reason to assume that anything is being, that things are not as the way they seem, it's Gnevus Das. He should have realized the treifahi. He says, if the Jew announces that this meat is available for the non-Jewish population, So the consumer should ask himself a question, why is a Jew all of a sudden making this available to the non-Jewish population? There must be something wrong here. The thing is sufficiently unusual that it should arouse a question in someone's mind. But if something is done stam and there's no reason to arouse a question in a person's mind, then that's Gneivas Das, according to Tosfos. Now, if you take a look in the Ramban, Hodi Ami Inu the Ipa Nashayu, and they show you Lam Lacho, Shlol Chinim Hechrazma Bosazolahem. Hey Mazutu, Hoyo Lacho, Shlol Dark and Hoyo Mahalcho. The Maro Loma, he had no basis whatsoever, Loma Bishvili. He says, Ava Betreif, Mar the Shutta Stam Bosu, Begad Yisrael Koshu, and call Osen Hamurum Lamalo. Krovim lahatos va'asuyim lahatos hem. The Rambam puts in two criteria here for Gneivas Das. The Rambam puts in criteria here, krovim lahatos, and asuyim lahatos. I intend on doing it, and the normal person would make such an assumption. The normal person would make such an assumption. And I'm intending on doing it. The Ramban has two criteria, and that's a very major difference between the Ramban and Tosfos. Now, if you take a look at the Psak of the Mechaber, how the Mechaber paskens this, it says, "Vimhu dover di boile la suki adaito." If it's something here in Rechkov Ches Vov. So he says, a person, the Mechaber does not work with the Ramban. The Mechaber is working more with Tosfos. That went to Avahochi, he boiled a suki a daito, but. And the difference between the Ramban and Tosfos, the Ramban first of all makes a criteria that I have to intend on deceiving. If the thing happens and I didn't set it up that way, that's not Gneivas Das, the first thing the Ramban says. And second of all, Krovim Lahatos, it's a normal person would have made a mistake. And Tosfos, on the other hand, says, Iboilu, a person should have been, it's more on who the Achrayas is. According to Tosfos, the Achrayas is a person should think, and he had no basis for anything. It's not that you're just a total sucker. There are a few extra limitations in Gneivas Das, and that is the Gemara Bava Metzia. If you take a look at the Gemara Bava Metzia in the Testament base, Emaravim Peros Peperos, if you have plums, let's say you have apples from the state of Washington, apples from the state of Vermont, and you can't mix them together, even though there's absolutely no difference assumed between the two apples, and sell them as apples from the state of Washington. Because whatever you sell it as, that's what it has to be. The moment you make a statement about it, that statement has to be absolutely in it. Afilu chadoshim b'chadoshim, even if one is better than the other, you're not deceiving, you're even improving on it. So, chloma chadoshim b'yashonim. Yamat somru. V'yayin hetiru la'arev kosher barach m'neishu mashpicho. What happens if I add something into the yayin and it's not the same, but I improve it? If you're improving the product, then you have no then you don't have to tell the person. Mishin isarev mayim b'yeno. If water was added into yayin, says the Mishnah, Yom Kirene Bechonus, Alam Kein Odio, can sell it in the store until he tells the person. Velo Letagar, can sell it to a merchant, even though he tells him, because it's a Lifnei Iver. The Gemara says that there's a limitation on this. That in a place where people, it says, the Gemara says, V'chein begitor chon vo'idne, a little bit down in the Gemara, the Koma Arvi, Shlo ben Agitos, Om Rav Papa, the Yadi, the Komachli, Rav Achi, Bered, Rav Ika, Oma, Chomoni, Rav Achi, Hidatan, Rav Achi, Mati, Bedova, Hanitam. What that means is as follows, that if I sell someone Yayin, and I add water, and the derech is to taste the yayin before you buy it, and what I added is easily identifiable as watered-down yayin, then I don't have to tell him. I can sell it stam. What that means, this halach is, Gneivas Das, is that if I sell a product, and do I have to tell the person all the chasronos of the product? So the Gemara says, that's not Gneivas Das. That if it's the derech of people to check, so then it's the responsibility of the person to check. For instance, let's take a simple case, and then we'll get a little more subtle case. A simple case is that I'm selling a house. It's a derech of people, before they buy a house, to have the house inspected. Because of that, if I'm selling a person a house, and he decides he wants to save money and not have the house inspected, Nag Nevis Da says the house is full of problems. Because wherever it's the derech b'nei Odom to check, the mocher has, that's Nag Nevis Da, the mocher can assume that we're working within, and it's the normal behavior, and it's the achrayus of the buyer to act in a normal way. It's not the achrayus of the mocher. On the other hand, what the Gemara says here is, Ema Arv and Paris Beperis Afil Chadosh and Bechadosh. If I sell apples, and there's no difference between apples from Washington and apples from Vermont, say, so I don't have to tell a person where the apples come from, they come from Washington, Vermont. Makes no difference to me. But if I'm selling apples, these are Washington apples, I can't add in there Vermont apples. The following shaila I have. It's Maisim B'chol Yom. A bochur is in Shidduchim. His mother has illness X. There's absolutely no genetic basis to this whatsoever. It's not going to be much beyond him, on his children, his grandchildren, lots of God. But Jews get very nervous in Shidduchim if someone has an illness. So, what the Fianios Daiti, this is, I tell Bachram there in Shidduchim, he's not, if makes absolutely no difference whatsoever, that's not Gneivas Das. Gneivas Das would only be if I present myself as absolutely healthy and I don't say that I have diabetes, I have a, I have who knows what illness that I have, because that's something that people mock, but it makes a difference. So that's a mum, and the person, and it's not the minig when you, and Shidduchim, to ask for blood tests, so therefore it's not in a position to know, so it certainly would be Gneivas Das. On the other hand, if it's something that makes absolutely no difference, but people get bent out of shape about it, l'chora there's no use of Gneivas Das whatsoever. But if the person asks, even though it makes no difference from this apple and that apple, so then you're not allowed to lie and say, well, it makes no difference, and therefore I can lie. You can't lie. That would be Gneivas Das. So the general Gedorim of Gneivas Das, there's a lot of advertising issues in Gneivas Das. For instance, everyone knows that if you buy a lottery ticket, it's 1 in 100 million chances to win. Okay. And people fool themselves and maybe they'll win $100 million. Someone can sell lottery tickets, and because Ahudi Adan Nafshi, he's deceiving himself. But I'm not mechayev to say there's absolutely no chance whatsoever that you're going to win. Where would be nevus das is if you set him up to believe that it's much more likely he wins that he could win. But the fact that people always deceive themselves with lottery tickets, the fact that they can efshav ulai, then get $100 million, that's who the
yitayanash. What about a yeshiva lottery where it's nobody knows how many?
I don't think that's not nevus das because everyone knows there's a certain gamble and it's a smaller pool. And people, they know it's a smaller pool. But Masha Enkain, if it's very clear that from the Pesach and the Mechaba does not paskin like Rashi. Where Rashi says Gnevus Das is only if you specifically tell the person. The Mechaba says, is in between Tosus and the Ramban, that leading a person on but here the leading a person on doesn't mean as the Mechaba passes according to Tosus that if a reasonable person should have thought about it he would realize the whole thing's ridiculous. That's not Gnevus Das. So advertising where a reasonable person couldn't figure it out is Gnevus. Where a reasonable person should have expected it, should have anticipated it, that's not Gnevus Das anymore. I was just talking some simple examples in daily life. I have a Talmud who's a top eye surgeon. He only does surgery. And he went, but he has to refer patients continually to eye doctors. Now, he can refer, and they rely on his judgment, and they're not in a position to check on his reference. He could refer them to a top eye doctor, or to an all right eye doctor, a good common eye doctor. Normal business practice, if he refers it to a top eye doctor, he doesn't get a tovas hanor from it. If he refers it to an all right doctor, and it's coming from a top surgeon, so you'll kick him back money, refer him patients, and that's how you build up a practice. Now, what is the patient goes and says, well, doctor, who should I go to? He can't make any chilik between this doctor, that. He doesn't understand the differences between the quality. He assumes that this is a top doctor, so give him another top doctor. That in back of this man's mind is the kickback that he gets or the references that he gets. It's very clear that for him to say go to this class B doctor without telling him up front because I get kickbacks which would be outright awesome. That's a classic case of absolute Gnevus Das. The person's relying on him. The person's not, it's in the case of the guy, and he's not in the position to taste the wine to be able to figure out the difference one and the other. And that's an absolute case of Gnevus Das. Yes. According to everybody. According to everybody. That's the Gemara Bava Metzia. The Gemara Bava Metzia is very, very clear that if I'm selling you, you mean according to the Sefer Yerayim? Wait 1 second. Because here, wait 1 second, I'm selling you wine, and the wine is really diluted wine. But you can figure it out by tasting it, and then Stamel Menig is to taste it, and it's available to be tasted. So I'm selling you one product, getting a different product. No. Even according to Sefer Yerayim, because what is this doctor getting? Let's say he gets a 10% kickback from the let's say he refers it to this doctor and he'll get a 10% kickback, or he'll get a patient referred to him back. So that money he's making is because of false pretenses.
Who's he stealing that from? The person? He's getting a different patient.
according to Sefer Yireim, if I fool you about a product, so I make money on the product, so the money I get is under false pretenses. So that's, according to Sefer Yireim, it's outright neiva. But here, he refers the patient to Dr. X. So if he's kicking him back 10%, that 10%, so let's say he pays the second doctor $100 and this referring doctor gets $10 back. So basically that $10 is outright neiva. But if he's not kicking money back, he's just getting referral back, according to Sefer Yireim, I'm not sure. I'd have to think about it. Enochanam, you're right, Yosef. Could be according to Sefer Yireim, it might not. Certainly according to the Rambam, it's outright also. Certainly according to the Ritva, it'd be outright also. According to Sefer Yireim, in this case of the referring, rather than, if it was a straight cash kickback, so then, then even according to Sefer Yireim would be also, because that $10 he's getting kicked back, which is essentially coming from that patient, is under false pretenses. But here, what he's getting back in terms of the patient, who's he stealing it from? I'm not 100% sure. Okay. What?
Let's say that for the person, particular problem that that person has, class B doctor is fine, but everybody wants the best. So he's on the false pretense. He really wants the best.
You see, that's
the... He doesn't need the best.
Yeah, okay.
You refer to the class B doctor even though you're going to get a kickback.
Well, that's the Gemara Bava Metzia. That I can't sell you one type of apple if you want that apple and as another apple. That's a Marvin Paris Papyrus. If it's not implied that this is the Gadol Ador, so in a Hanami. Because a Marvin Paris Papyrus, if you want this and I fool you that you're getting it, and actually it makes no real difference, but that still never does. That's a Marvin Paris Papyrus. What I tell you you're getting, you have to get. But even if it makes no difference, even if it's a total quirk in your mind, every Jew wants to, for a sore throat, has to go to the best doctor in the world, and a chanami. But it makes no difference for the sore throat. But that's his mishigas. You're entitled to your mishigas. I can't deceive you about your mishigas. But if it makes no difference to you, I'm not implying anything. I'm selling you apples. I know you love this apple, and you're even fooling yourself you're getting. But there's no basis for your assuming I'm doing that. See, Mashen Kane, if you go to a top doctor, I assume there's an implicit assumption. If he's referring someone, you'll assume that it's someone on the top level, and that the basis isn't because of that he's getting something kicked back. Yes, Doug. Machzik lo tova. But he owes him a favor. Rashi always emphasizes in Amar Aleph, he owes him a favor.
He owes him a favor, but not because of
what
misled him.
Rashi, when he on Amar Aleph, referring to Amar Aleph, says what's happening in Amar Aleph is talking about a case where he absolutely said it straight up. Take a look at Amar Aleph.
But that was the studio of.
Oh yeah, on that. You mean about the other sugya that Tosfos quotes?
Case of the kid versus
Chatucha, right? Yeah. Enochanami. Many different Achron give different terutzim exactly. Some say derisive Rabbon. I don't have among the Achronim. I don't have a clear picture. The Achronim are busy trying to mimiyash Tosfos, Kash, and Rashi. I don't have a clear mahalach on that. But certainly Rashi makes us. Rashi is very clear in these cases that Gneva's Das is an outright statement.
Okay.
That's fine. That's fine. That's fine. Then that's fine. That's not Gneva's Das. He tells him, no, this is a good doctor for you. For you need, this is good enough. That's fine. He's not deceiving him. If he said, this is the greatest guy in the world, and you know, the world's biggest mumcha, and really the reason he's the world's biggest mumcha is because he's getting a kickback. Or even he doesn't have to say it, as far as Tosfos is concerned, as long as he implies it, because then I'm giving you the best. But
according to, is it in this case where you're selling?